You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time right now for a trending report. We should point out Colorado Department of Safety has announced that they're going to be stepping up their DUI checks for the next couple of weeks. Why for the next couple of weeks? Because thousands of motorcyclists will be passing through our state on their way up to the annual rally in Sturgis, South Dakota.
Nice.
So they're doing all sorts of DUI checks because they say our roads are going to be crowded with motorcyclists.
We were up there 3 years ago on the tail end of that, and they were all leaving town, and it's something.
It is.
It's something, man. That is a lifestyle.
Canada's Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, is back on the market. He and his wife, Sophie, are separating after 18 years of marriage. And because, you know, this is 2023, the way you announce it these days is on Instagram.
Oh.
That's what they did.
Really?
They made statements, posted on Instagram, that they had made the decision after, quote, many meaningful and difficult conversations, end quote. In other words, they've been fighting like cats and dogs.
Yeah, all right. Well,
that's code for that.
That's a bummer.
Many meaningful and difficult conversations means things were probably thrown, but they are splitting.
Oh, man, that's a bummer.
Statement from the Prime Minister's office says they have both signed a legal separation agreement. They got 3 kids. And, of course, their Instagram post says, we remain a close family with deep love and respect for each other.
Please respect our privacy during this time.
Yeah, I waited for that. I don't know if they actually did the silly
thing. I'll just add it for them.
Yeah, okay. Latest health concern. They take away all of our fun, Jeremy. Now you can't even sleep in on weekends. Some people so look forward to that. They're like, oh, I got to get up and go to work Monday through Friday. And the weekends, I just want to sleep in. No, don't do it. It'll kill you. Researchers found that even just like a 90-minute difference in the time that we wake up on weekends could have serious implications when it comes to your gut bacteria. Leads to obesity, leads to inflammation, leads to heart problems, all because you sleep in on weekends.
Kind of throws off your natural cycle, I guess. There's something when it comes to eating or, I don't know.
They want people to try to maintain a consistent routine.
There is so much involved with gut health and having a healthy gut. I follow multiple people on said Instagram regarding that, mm-hmm. and it's fascinating. If you are dealing with health problems, that if you monitor your gut bacteria, how it can just turn your life around. It's absolutely insane. Did you see that other study that sucking in your belly to look more fit is bad for your health too?
I saw that.
They say it can make your abs imbalanced, leading to a condition called hourglass syndrome. So if all, you know, guys do that a lot, sucking it in, you're going to jack with your natural ab formation and you're going to look kind of goofy. So just let it out, fellas.
More health news for you. The best 2 exercises if you're trying to lower your blood pressure. Now, we've always thought it would be more like aerobic exercises like running or cycling or something like that. Those are still good, and they say you should do those. But according to this study, the best exercises if you have high blood pressure are planks and wall squats.
Okay.
The wall sits, you know, where you do the thing up against it.
Start shaking.
Those are not easy, man. Anyway, so there's some news for you. And I just wanted to point out, the last thing I'll share with you is that you people are old. I'm going to tell you how old you are. James Hetfield, the lead singer of Metallica, turned 60 today. That's right.
Still rocking, though.
Metallica turns 60.
Or as your mom called it, Metallica. Turn that Metallica down.
Oh, my God. I saw that, and I was like, what?
He still beat your arse, though.
One other person with a birthday today is Martha Stewart. She's 82.
She could also beat your arse.
She could. I can't help it. I love Martha. Ugh. Every time I mention my love for her, we get some sort of text. You realize she's a felon, don't you? And I just write back, yeah.
Yeah, so makes her dangerous. Love a felon. She's dangerous.
What else is trending?
Well, we talked about this big story about Cardi B throwing the microphone at somebody last weekend in Las Vegas. They threw water up at the stage at her, and then she got mad and threw her microphone back at that person. And everyone says, oh, she's the worst now. Well, now they're going to make some money off that microphone. The seller is some dude named Scott Fisher, whose audio production company was used for that concert. He got his hands on that microphone, which is worth about $1,000. And he said, you know what? I'm going to throw this up on auction. I don't know if it was eBay or Sotheby's or something. Bids started at $500, and it's nearing $100,000 now for the angry microphone. And he's going to donate it to something called the Friendship Circle Las Vegas. I don't know what that is. And the Wounded Warrior Project, which is fantastic. So he's going to take, you know, take this horrible situation and spin it and bring something good out of it. So that's kind of fun. And kudos to him for making some money and giving it to some people that need it. So that's kind of fun. Speaking of big money, Post Malone, he's a well-known Magic the Gathering fan. And last summer, we talked about this too. He spent $800,000 on a rare card from Magic the Gathering. Well, he met a fan named Brooke, it looks like. And this guy acquired a one-of-a-kind One Ring card is what it's called. It's a crossover with Lord of the Rings and Magic the Gathering. It's like one of one. I don't know. It's very rare. He got in touch with Posty, and now there's a bunch of videos going viral because Post Malone was looking at this card, looking it over, and he's like, I'll take it. This is so cool. This is the greatest blank ever, is what he said. Now, this guy had been offered up to $2 million a few times for this one little piece of cardboard.
What?
So, people are speculating that Post might have shelled out $2.5 to maybe $3 million. On a Magic the Gathering card. Can you stand it? Oh my gosh, man.
I don't know what to say to this.
I know, for a little piece of cardboard, but gosh.
Do people just have too much money sometimes?
Kudos to these collectors. who you know, I'm a collector of things, so. And yes, people do have too much money
sometimes. Some people just have too much money. They just don't know what to do.
But with that, something like that, I mean, you pick it up and you consider it an investment. You know, just like a really old classic car or real estate. It's
just like people who collect stamps and coins.
It's an investment. Did you see the story about Mark Zuckerberg and his wife kind of fighting because he built an MMA octagon in the backyard?
I did.
She was not happy about it. She says that she's been working on that area of the yard, working on the grass for 2 years. And he's like, well, we have plenty of yard space. So now there's a poll online whether or not Mark Zuckerberg should keep the fighting octagon in his backyard.
We're supposed to vote? Is that it?
I think so. And it's so funny because, you know, us simpletons, it reminds me of the arguments about putting a trampoline in my backyard. And my wife and kids want one. And I say no. Because I work very hard on the grass, and I'm not going to put a trampoline back there. So
that's
I'm kind of on her side.
That's not the main reason why you should. I want you to stay strong, by the way.
And they're freaking dangerous.
That's not why either.
Why?
The thing is, trampolines, let's face it, 95% of them get used for about a month, and then they just sit there, and they're just taking up space.
Not with kids my age. They are on the neighbor's trampoline every single day this summer. They've been on it every single day, so
know.
Now they want...
That neighborhood must be the magic neighborhood, because every neighborhood I've ever been in, the trampolines just sit there.
No, it's in heavy use. But my thing is you get sued, too. People... What other... I rack my brain trying to figure out another product where somebody instantly has a horrific story about it. If you mention to anyone, oh, I'm thinking about getting a trampoline. Oh, let me tell you what happened to me as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other product out there like that, I don't think. My uncle knocked out his two front teeth on a trampoline. Horrific. Hey, I got some audio I want to play for you, DT. It's a good day to be an American. We have just reclaimed the title for world's loudest burp by a woman. Kimberly Winter of Virginia.
Do they have decibels listed
Virginia,
on this?
Virginia, 107.3. Let me turn up the audio and I'll play it for you.
Oh. What'd we get to?
It's 107.3.
Yes!
Yeah! I'll give it to you one more time without all the screaming.
Man. Did they state what she used to develop that?
Oh,
like, was it a soda?
I don't know.
Or?
There's a video. I posted the video on our Facebook. I didn't watch it all the way through, so I don't know if she, like, chugged a Starry or something. But, yeah.
I'd like to know what instigated it.
I think you instantly marry that woman, don't you? The answer is yes. All right, real quick, here's your Fat America. There's a theme park in Santa Claus, Indiana called Holiday World and Splash and Safari. It's been around since the 40s. They have different areas in this park that celebrate like Christmas and Halloween, Thanksgiving, 4th of July. And they're developing a Thanksgiving roller coaster called Good Gravy, Dom, where you race against time to help Grandma make her famous gravy and save Thanksgiving dinner. And the train that you sit in is shaped like a giant gravy boat.
I mean, that's just beautiful.
That's what I'm saying. How many people are going to show up to this and be like, I thought we were actually going to sit in gravy. What kind of ride is this? All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
This could also be Fat America, too. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. It speaks for itself here. On Tuesday, a truck in Arkansas crashed and spilled nacho cheese everywhere.
What?
You got to see the pictures. It, like, hit an underpass, overpass, underpass. It hit a bridge. And the nacho cheese went everywhere, and it was all over the highway, so... Now I just need a truck filled with taco chips to spill next to.
I was going to say, just need some Doritos or something.
And an olive truck and a salsa truck. All right, it's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.